On attack! Let me in!
What's going on?
Sawyer! Oh my god, your eye!
It's fine. It doesn't matter. Where is he?
In here. What happened?
His hand. Faraday, he cut off.
He didn't.
I didn't see it, but Alecto, I think he did.
On attack.
How'd you work
Hello?
Out? Alecto, stop it.
Shit.
It's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. He's a tough guy, Alecto.
But this shouldn't have happened. This is my fault. I should have gone and talked to Faraday the second you two told me something was wrong. I just didn't think. I didn't want to believe he was capable of doing something like that out of malice, you know?
None of us could have predicted this.
I don't know what to do. How am I supposed to look Cairo in the eye from now on? How am I supposed to look Faraday in the eye when he did that?
It was worse than just that, Alecto. There was this look in his eye while he was speaking. It was obvious that this wasn't just a tactical move. It was because he enjoyed it.
On attack.
You two need to go. Now.
Is he okay?
He's alive, but you need to leave.
Is he going to be okay?
Out! He's going to be fine. Physically. But the rest of us need to do our job without you kicking the door down.
Will you call us when everything's settled down?
Sure.
Did you see the blood on him, Alecto?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. How could everyone just stand by and let that happen?
He's got them wrapped around his finger. Even Ziggy didn't bat an eye. That's why I don't think it was strategic. How could it be? The only people he stood to scare into place are...
Us. He did it before. With Korzeniowski. Killed a bunch of the old Notus inner circle just to scare those that remained into subservience. Meanwhile, vilifying them to the rest of the ship. Why I thought he wouldn't do it again is beyond me.
It's not your fault.
Cairo knew there was something wrong with him.
You tend to look for the best in people, Alecto. Cairo tends to expect the worst. It's just, by chance, he happened to be right this time.
Maybe I should take a page out of his book.
What?
I'm going to talk to Faraday. Now.
Wait. Alecto, hold up.
I need to hear his reason for why he did it. Oh, what now?
Thank you for running off without another word, you know. A goodbye might have been nice.
You again?
Wow, really friendly.
Who are you talking to?
Look, I have no reason to trust you. Just leave me alone for now, okay?
You know what? Even Langley was more polite than you.
And enough about Langley, please.
Langley? Alecto, what are you on about?
Not right now, Sawyer.
And I'm not lying, by the way. I don't know how to prove that to you, but I'm not. You're just going to have to take my word for it.
I'm not taking anybody's word for anything anymore.
Hello?
Oh, for God's sake. Hi, Sawyer.
Okay, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I'm not explaining this again. Are you on your way to see Faraday?
How do you know that?
Yeah, because I don't think that's a good idea.
And who are you to tell me what and what not to do?
Okay, fine, touche. What's got you so worked up anyways? You just said the name of some Egyptian capital and then ran off.
A what now?
Our friend just got his fucking hand amputated, E. I'm not really in the mood for a lighthearted conversation.
Oh. God.
Yes.
Will someone explain to me who this is?
That's far worse than I thought he was capable of.
You and me both. Which is why I'm going to talk to him. Now.
I don't think you're the only one planning on doing that.
What?
Lara Quinn? His deputy? Her tracker's just around the corner. She should be in your line of sight in about 3, 2...
McAlpine?
I'm here too!
I have some explaining to do.
Whatever questions you have, you can save them. I had nothing to do with this. Now, if you'll just excuse me...
Where are you going?
To give that commander of ours a piece of my mind.
About?
Food supplies. You know what I'm going to talk to him about. Look, formally, I apologize for the train wreck that just occurred, but we can talk about that later. I need to deal with the fallout.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
I'm sorry, but I don't really have much of an opinion of what you think of me. Now.
I'm coming.
You're not! You're not! Didn't you learn from your friend's mistakes? Provoking Amos, showing even an ounce of disrespect, that's going to blow up in your face. It's like handling a powder keg. I know Amos, McAlpine.
Obviously not well enough to stop him.
I apologize about your friend, I really do, but I need to go.
Wait.
McAlpine!
Wait. As your standing commander, I need you to tell Faraday my demands.
Oh?
Am I clear?
Alecto.
You are?
First of all, I want him to remove any mind-altering substances from the water supply of any Euro citizen on the ship. He can do whatever he wants to his own population, but my ship stays out of it. If he does that, I'll ignore the fact that he did it in the first place. Second, I want him to relinquish any authority over any Euro's individual on board Nodos. If any problems arise, I'm the one who will deal with it, not him. Thirdly, he will also relinquish power over Celaya Langley and give her back to her own ship. If he does these things, I won't take further action over what he's just done. Because I could.
You're right. You could.
So you'll do it?
If that's the position you claim, I have no choice. So I'll try. Can't guarantee he'll listen, but I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Why do you work with him if he's...
None of your business! And he wasn't always... For all his flaws, he saved our ship.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
How can she sound so normal after something like that happened this morning?
I don't know.
I tried calling her, but I got no response. Do you think she agrees with them? Do you think she agrees that Faraday's done no wrong?
I can't tell you that, Sawyer.
I just assumed she was on our side. She seemed like she was on our side.
You haven't known her for that long. Maybe she's just trying to give you space.
It just feels like a betrayal.
She's the commander's mouthpiece. It's her job to do what he asks.
I suppose.
Hi, don't mean to interrupt, but I...
Oh god, you're still around?
Yeah, well, I don't have much to do elsewhere. And you two seem like where I can get the gossip from, so...
You have a bank of knowledge from the past 1,000 years at your fingertips. Why don't you go and... I don't know... Try to find something on Faraday.
You know what? I actually preferred it when you didn't know who I was. Besides, I tried that. I can't. So I keep wiping them all from the system.
Typical.
As I was saying, Cairo's just been logged in as awake on medical database. Apparently he's stable.
That's a relief. Isn't it, Alecto?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just... I keep thinking about Lyra. I was so distracted by what I thought was the bigger problem. Saving Ginger and stopping a murderer. But I didn't think about protecting her, too. And it got her killed. And now I've done the same thing with Cairo. Been distracted by what I thought was more important. Stopping Nodos from breaking down. But I ignored him when he told me something was wrong. And then...
It's... Not your fault, Alecto.
I know it's not. But I could have stopped it. That's my job. Stopping bad people from doing bad things.
I know. But there's no point in focusing on that now, is there? You've just got to work twice as hard to make sure nothing bad happens again.
Yeah. Because with our luck, something will.
Yeah. Probably.
is that...
Incoming call from Alara Quinn here. I'll put her on speaker, just don't mention me
to her.
Sure.
McAlpine?
Yeah? Hi.
Well, you're alive to talk to us. That's a good sign.
The commander seemed in very high spirits this morning.
Even after you talked to him?
Less so, but he still wasn't quite so... I don't want to go into the details of our private conversation. Let's just say we have vastly different ideas on how to run a ship. But he seemed, at the very least, not remiss to listen to me.
And my demands?
Yes, he seemed quite excited by the idea of them. He's willing to make a deal with you.
Oh?
If you can find him Zephyrus's coordinates within the week, he will provide an antidote to any mind-altering system,
right?
If there were to be any.
And Zephyrus in that short a time. But that's...
going to be near impossible. Yes. And he refuses to give you any aid. You've got to do this on your own.
You're kidding me.
I'm afraid not.
And my other demands?
Provided you follow through on his initial request, he is writing up a response.
So he won't listen. Great.
If he wasn't going to listen, he would have flat out said no. Amos isn't one to beat around the bush.
All right. Finding Zephyrus was our job together. What's he playing at?
I think he has something planned. Something private. And after today, I'm worried. But I'm not going to test my luck just yet.
Well, that's not ominous at all.
Thank you for your help, Quinn.
Good luck.
Right. Right. Just find a missing ship that nobody's been able to locate within the week. That's fine.
This must be another one of his games. He's just toying with us.
Wish he'd just say it to our faces. But... we've got to do it, right? For Ziggy. And Eurus.
And Notos. If we find Zephyrus's wreckage, we might be able to track down what went wrong. And stop it from happening here.
Wreckage? So you think that...
I know it's been destroyed. Yeah.
And Boreas?
And Notos. If we don't act fast. Maybe Eurus too, one day. It doesn't matter if these ships were built to last. The point is they aren't.
E? What do you know about the ships?
Not much, I'm afraid. I didn't even know I'd be lending my voice to the Weaver Expedition.
Weaver Expedition?
Well, they don't tell you who built these ships.
They don't really tell us anything, if I'm completely honest.
Oh. Well, all I really know is that the construction of the ships was spearheaded by Mikhail Weaver. They're the trillionaire who made their money off nuclear power.
Makes sense. Don't the ships have a nuclear engine?
Guess so. Listen, I'm not scientific myself, and I mean, the whole design of it was really hush-hush. So, a bunch of nations pooled together their resources to build the ships, and even though it was a good few nations, it was still a select few, honestly. Probably just as much of a political alliance as it was one of innovation. So, obviously, they didn't want other countries privy to all of their secret technologies, just in case shit hit the fan. Either way, the project had been in the works far before I was born and probably had a long way to go. Would not have launched in my lifetime, I don't think.
Nations?
I'll give you a history lesson some other day.
Right. Shit. Well, what do we need to find it?
Well, first we need communications data from the last known transmissions from Zephyrus. The ones that Faraday won't give to us.
Yeah, well, lucky you've got me then.
You can find those?
It'll take some digging, but I don't see why not. As long as they're not deleted, I can find it. Pros of not officially being on the system.
And we need an engineer to give us possible explanations on what could have happened to the ship.
What about the one that Ziggy talked to? Sputnik. The one that hasn't been affected by the water.
Perfect. Then, we're going to need Cairo.
I'm sorry about the painkillers.
Should be. This fucking sucks.
The longer you're on them, the more likely you are to form a dependence. And an addiction. Besides, I heard you tell the other doctor that the pain wasn't that bad today.
You know, I've been taking drugs for years and I've never gotten addicted.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. It's just the two pills today. You need to stay awake.
You're leaving again?
I have other patients to deal with.
I can't imagine any of them are worse off than me.
You'd be surprised.
It kind of feels like you're avoiding me. Are you?
Look, I feel guilty, alright? Every time I see you, I feel like it's my fault you're lying there in the first place.
Sitting. That's a big deal now, remember? The fact that I can sit up.
I'm really sorry, Cairo.
You didn't cut off my hand, did you?
No, but...
Besides, it's only my left. I can still write.
You really can't be okay with this, can you?
No. I'm not. But I'd rather just accept it and move on. Besides, I'm on a cocktail of painkillers. Can't really feel anything. Huh. It's not your fault, Doc. It's mine.
But you don't know, Notice. I do. I know this ship like the back of my hand, and
I... At least you have one.
Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
No. It's funny. I'm joking.
Well, at least you find it funny.
It is.
A little.
You just said shit, didn't you?
No.
You did. I heard it. I thought it was illegal. Aren't you all about following the rules?
Well, yes. It's just... Well, that rule's sort of idiotic, isn't it?
Let me guess. Faraday implemented it.
Actually, no. Korzeniowski did. Faraday just kept it. One of the only things my father actually agrees with him on.
And let me guess. You swear because your father doesn't like it.
No.
Oh, I knew you had daddy issues.
Cairo.
I call it like I see it.
I'm ignoring that slight and chalking it up to the fact that you're not 100% filtering your thoughts right now.
Why'd you hate him so much? Because of the whole family reputation thing.
How do you know about that?
Faraday told Electo, who told me.
Oh.
I mean, for what it's worth, I don't really care. You seem like a good guy. Even though you got the biggest stick up your ass I've ever seen in a person.
God, you're in a hospital bed and you're the one comforting me.
You consider me telling you you've got a stick up your ass comfort?
Alright, I really do have to get back to work.
Sure.
I'm glad you're doing better, Cairo. But you don't need to hide it if you're not. Alright?
I'm fine. Thanks, Doc.
I prefer Al, actually.
Alright. Thanks, Al.
Taking me? I've never been to this part of the ship before. Honestly, I've never been allowed. Plus, I'm so busy. You know, I have a lot of project requests from people now I'm working freelance. Like, I've got this one woman who wants me to make her daughter a custom hologram, and she's paying an awful lot of money. The same amount of money I used to get in a week's wage when I worked at Korzeniowski. What was I asking again? Oh yeah, where are we going?
Maybe Ziggy had a point.
Ziggy, that's the one who came to see me the other week, right? The one with the different accent.
That's a funny way to put it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird how you guys from Eurus speak in different accents, even though you're from the same ship. Is it like a ship divide? Because, like, I noticed the West Wing sound all posh-like, but I'm from the East and we all sound like this. Is that what's like for you?
I've never considered it before.
Can you please tell me where we're going?
It's just through here.
Ah, you must be the engineer.
And you are?
Electo McAlpine. A pleasure to.
Oh, you're that girl, the one who saved your ship. Oh my god, that is so cool. Nice to meet you. What do you need from me? I can do a discount if you like. I don't mind. I've got a really well-paying job now, so...
That'll be all right, Sputnik.
You know my name? That's sick! But you can call me Spud, if you prefer. I really don't mind.
Sure thing, Spud.
Nice.
I've heard a bit of what you've worked on. You've got an impressive resume.
You think? Wow, thanks. How'd you find that out?
We have friends in, tech.
I'm the friend in tech.
Whoa? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Listen, Spud, we need your help with something really important.
Really?
We're trying to locate the coordinates of Zephyrus, one of the missing four ships. We think something might have happened to it, something bad.
Right.
You've worked with the ship before. We need your expertise to help work out every possible way the ship could have failed.
Oh. Wow. Right. So you got my messages?
Your what?
My messages about what could be wrong with the ship. I've got a bunch of theories. I've been sending management messages for ages, but nobody's gotten back to me till now.
Well,
I was beginning to think people had forgotten the ship was even broken in the first place.
We haven't forgotten. It's just, it took a while for us to get back to you.
Electo.
Right, well, give me a day and I'll have written up all my propositions. This is really cool, you know?
I'm glad you're helping, Spud.
Oh, Electo, that town attack. He's saying Cairo can see visitors from tomorrow.
Did he really sign off a text with regards?
Stop reading my messages!
How'd you do that? Are you actually an AI?
No.
Gosh, this is going to be a long week.
Cairo!
Hey.
Oh my god. You look...
like a missing part of myself? Yeah, go figure.
I was actually going to say a lot better than I thought you would.
The miracle of modern medicine, I guess. Shame they couldn't grow me a new one. Did you get a black eye?
What? This? Yeah, they... Well, when they dragged me away,
For me? Sawyer, you shouldn't have.
Cairo. I'm so sorry.
Hi.
I should have listened to you. God, look at me.
Oh, you know me. I've always wanted to be the center of attention.
Not like that.
Yeah. It wasn't my brightest idea. But I think it adds to my allure. Now I'm hot and have mysteriously been in a tragic accident.
Cairo, nobody in their right mind thinks that you're hot.
You two got here quickly.
We've been worried to death.
Oh, Sawyer.
Thank you so much for taking care of him on attack. He looks a lot better than I thought.
I did my job. Officially, you're only supposed to be here for half an hour, but if, hypothetically, nobody said anything about it, I don't see why you couldn't stay longer.
Thanks, Al.
Cairo, there's something we need to talk about.
Hmm?
Zephyrus's coordinates. You were right. I do need your help.
Oh. I figured you'd have come here to see me, not to talk about work.
No, Cairo. It's not like that. I did, and I would have, whether or not I needed your help. But this is important.
You and Faraday can keep your little pet project going. Leave me out of this.
It's the only way we can get Ziggy back, Cairo.
What?
Electo's separating herself from Faraday. She's taking claim over Eurus, and Faraday's agreed to get rid of the mind-altering substances on Eurus's citizens if we can find the coordinates within a week.
He said that? And you believe him?
We have to.
Fine. If it'll help Ziggy, I'll do it.
I'm not sure I'd advise that. You need to rest.
I can rest when my friends say. What do you need from me?
We've got a lot to catch you up on.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
You need sleep.
Later. The deadline's tomorrow. I need to get this done.
I'm not going to give you the all clear to leave the ward tomorrow if you don't get at least 8 hours of sleep.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
That's not funny. What are you looking at?
This is a map of the local region of space we're in currently. Those two small dots here are our ship, and that greater area, the fuzzy bit in blue, is the nebula we're in. And out here, you see how the brightest stars form the figure of a man.
Not really.
Okay, see. These two, Rigel and Saif, they form the feet, I guess. And then in the middle, they form the belt. Alnilam, Mintaka, and...
Alnatak. Yeah, I know.
Out of these three, it's actually the furthest star from us. We passed it about 500 years ago.
Figures.
Well, you're named after it.
Yeah, my family's always been a bit weird about that sort of stuff. So, they thought it would be a brilliant idea if we were named after stars. As if we all need reminding that we're hurtling through space or something. Only they ran out of ideas after the first couple of kids. So, of course, my sisters always get complimented for their lovely names, and I'm stuck with... Alnatak.
It's not a bad name.
It fucking sucks. Worst star in the universe.
Stars. Plural, actually. Triple star system.
What does that even mean? God, space is the worst.
It's not. Not really.
What are you looking at, anyway?
Nothing much. I programmed some calculations that should help pinpoint the coordinates. With the equations the engineer gave me, plus the last known coordinates and a fuck ton of luck, I should get something soon. In the meantime, I'm just sort of looking at the area, I guess.
Oh. Would it look like that out of a window?
Not a chance. Those stars are all thousands of light years apart in reality. With the exception of Alnilam, they're all behind us. These models were just maps of what they look like on Earth.
Right.
You can get a pretty good sight either way. Back on Eurus, they have these filters that let you see all the colours of the nebula. It's beautiful, really.
Oh, are you looking forward to going back?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to lie to them.
What do you mean?
About my arm. I have to lie to them. I have to say it was from a manufacturing accident or something. I can't tell them the truth of what Faraday did. If I did, they might cut off aid to notice. I don't want to risk that. Not when there's so many people on this ship that need our help.
You're a really good person, Pyro.
It's what anyone else would do.
No, I really don't think it is. What is it?
The coordinates! That's just one set. I think I did it! God, that's nearby! Oh, if we drop a bit of caution, we could get there in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great! Now go to sleep.
No, but I've got to-
Doctor's orders!
Oh, you suck. You know that.
Lights out in 5.
Here, let me.
I can do it myself, sorry.
Yeah, but...
Seriously, it's a door. I've got a perfectly good working right hand over here.
I'm just worried, okay?
I'm fine. I've already done enough. See? And nobody died.
Oh, Cairo, it's messy in here.
Who are you? My mom?
Feels weird without Ziggy here. I feel kind of guilty.
I know what you mean.
Not long now.
Do you know when they'll be able to prove it?
Scanning the area shouldn't take too long, provided there's a big enough structure there. But even if it has broken apart, the ship's huge. Odds are even its rubble has a strong enough gravitational force to keep the black box from drifting too far away.
I hope you're right about this.
Yeah. So, when am I going to meet those mysterious new friends of yours?
Friend is a strong word.
Sputnik is on a job, and E is trying to see if they can access old files on Faraday, provided they can find some.
A scatterbrained engineer and an AI that's not an AI. You really do have a habit of finding the strangest people, don't you?
It's a special skill of mine. Spuds offered to build you a prosthetic, you know. Apparently, they used to work on them.
I don't want to think about that just yet.
Okay.
Is that Quinn?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous? You're not the one who did the maths.
Yeah, but...
Shh. Quinn?
Well, I... don't know how you did it.
We're right.
There's a mass large enough to plausibly be the ruins of Zephyrus at the coordinates you provided, yes. We're course correcting as we speak.
So he's going to do what I asked?
If there were to be any subliminal sounds in the sleeping quarters of all Eurus citizens, he hypothetically would shut them off. And hypothetically, the effect should wear off in a day or two. They won't remember anything was off about their behaviour unless it's suggested to them, however. I'd advise you don't go around causing panic and mistrust.
So that's how he did it. There was something in the water that made people more susceptible to subliminal sound waves. Then how come some people weren't affected?
Like who?
Like, us?
I'm not sure. Either way, you got what you wanted. Congratulations.
My other requests.
How do I put this?
What is it?
Faraday's official statement is that as Langley was never sworn out of leadership as commander of Eurus, you have no authority over the members of your ship. He agreed to your demand out of the goodness of his own heart, but cannot fulfill your other requests.
Bullshit.
Then he knows what I'm going to do, doesn't he?
I think you should chime in to take notes. There's an announcement right now that will really pique your interests.
Quinn.
I'm sorry, McAlpine.
but I really do have to go. Sorry I couldn't do more to help.
Shit.
I mean, we're getting Ziggy back, right? And the rest of Eurus won't be affected anymore. That's good, right?
I don't know. I didn't like the tone in her voice.
Sawyer, you're subscribed to Take Notes. What does she mean?
Yeah, I'm tuning in now.
Get right to the bit of news you've all been waiting for. As developments on Eurus have been proceeding with far greater efficiency than has been expected, Commander Faraday, upon talking to members of our sister ship, has decided that it is finally time for their ex-commander, Celaya Langley, to officially be charged for her crimes towards both her ship and ours. As she co-conspired with Korzeniowski, Commander Faraday and prominent members of Eurus have decided to let Notus hold an equal vote on the outcome of the trial. This trial will be held in exactly 2 weeks' time, on the 61st day of our fourth seasonal rotation. Commander Faraday has kindly offered up our own auditorium as the location for the proceedings. However, not only will ex-commander Celaya Langley face punishment for her crime, but we will be experiencing a historic moment as Eurus swears in their new commander. Citizens of Notus will not be able to vote. However, in an exciting turn of events, our very own Commander Faraday will be throwing his hat into the ring. It has been far too long since the last remainders of humanity have been separated throughout ships, and with the disappearance of both Boreas and Zephyrus, Commander Faraday promises to ensure that our two ships remain two halves of one whole for the remainder of their life cycle. Citizens of Eurus, if you wish to campaign, please make sure to announce this by the end of the day. Preliminary voting begins tomorrow.
Turn it off.
If you wish to.
I should have seen this coming.
You have to campaign against him. There's no way you can let him get away with leading both ships.
Sawyer, I can't.
You can. I know you can.
Eurus isn't my ship.
Well, it sure as hell isn't going to be Faraday's.
Cairo, are you okay?
No, obviously not.
I know.
But it's not just the trial that's suspicious. Did you hear the date?
What about it?
It's the same day that, provided we travel at the fastest speed possible, we'll arrive at Zephyrus.
So, you think this is a distraction?
Of course it's a distraction. It's killing two birds with one stone. Making sure we all stay distracted while he tries to grab one ship, while at the same time making sure that what happens on Zephyrus stays under wraps.
What's he planning to do with that information once he has it?
I have no idea.
He's a smart leader.
He is?
Of course, that's why he's dangerous. He's even better than Langley. He knows how to get the people on his side. He's going to win.
He's not.
He is, Sawyer. Think about it. Would people have hated Langley if she had given them everything they'd wanted? She didn't care about the people. But Faraday does. He knows that when people aren't happy, they turn their backs on those in power. So he makes sure they're happy. It's like that saying from back on Earth. Give them bread and circuses, and they will never revolt.
Hello, I'm Joseph Bors, and thank you so much for listening to the season so far. Stay tuned till the end for a special announcement. In Transit episode 205, Revolt, was written and edited by Matt Wilson, and featured the voices of Kristen Hayes as Electo McAlpine, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Joseph Bors as Elnatak Vaughn, Kat Lazarus as Alara Quinn, Adam Sterling as Cairo Flovent, Claire Cole as Sputnik Volkov, and Ezri Mannion as Hallie Wagner. A quick note, we're taking a short 2-week break between episodes, so we'll be back on the 10th of March. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to us to hear what you have to say. But since you're going to be waiting an extra long time, here's a teaser for episode 6. See you soon, and until then, travel well.
Citizens of Eurus and Notos, welcome, welcome. I hope you're all doing well.
Cairo!
Surviving, thriving even.
Tell me, what do you know about the trial?
What do you want in return?
For those of you who haven't had the luck to come on board yet, Welcome to Notos.
I just feel like every time I talk to people, they're looking down on me.
We are honored that our humble ship can host you today.
I don't trust this.
Sit tightly, everyone. We might be here a while.